Let me tell you about that. That partial logic in you is the denier of love. So you have someone in you, which is that little apple of you, which denies the love, although pretends that it knows the secrets. Do you remember this verse? 1981. Partialism is a denial of love, though it may give out that it is a confidence. It's loud and clear, isn't it? Look at the next verse. It is clever and full of knowledge, but the other part, non-existence, not. It's not not. And that's the only flaw which you need for an angel to become the devil. Because the difference between the devil and an angel is just one little stuff, right? If the devil has a self, angel doesn't. As simple as that. Here we say, as long as the devil has a self and it doesn't become law, in Arabic means nay, not, it doesn't do. Means that, okay, we talked about it, right? We said, you will be in another state that this logic of you will disappear. But remember, who is carrying you to there? It's you. You are carrying your logic. You insist upon the logic. Because up to the moment of transformation, you are a logical existence and you will be. Remember that. By just me telling you that this intelligence is no good in this field, you cannot keep it out. It's there. And it denies the law. And it's there up to the moment that you will transfer it. To what? To non-existence, not. Remember the way of the parrot? To die in the cage, to die in the business and get out of it. He explained is not having. You don't need that ego which chimp is enjoying. Because you're enjoying a better thing. You don't need that stuff anymore. He even talked about the limits between this and that, and he said, you know what? Logically, you think something is good to be said, something is no good to be said. Logically, you believe in all these nonsenses that institutionalized religion, which are the man-made machine to govern the spirituality, they dictate to you. They will say, you should say this, you shouldn't say that. Therefore, they impose logic to your heart. So all of this is nonsense. To him, whatever is good, even coffee in a moment is good. Because we are talking about absolute goodness over there. There is no wrongness. Is there? You're looking at me as if you were prosecutor, something. What is this claim? It doesn't happen. Show me something. Evidence. Let me give you an evidence. Does anyone have an evidence to this? That this little intelligence is the denial of love, and he doesn't know it. And there are places that nothing could be wrong. Oh, remember the intelligence. Intelligence is a thing that all the this is no. This is wrong, right? He said, there is some places that this finger is out of order. What is it? Somebody's in love. Could you tell me what's wrong? You cannot. There is no right and wrong over there. There is no judgment given over there. It's surrender. It's a different stuff. And everybody is talking about it. Remember this. Up and down, front and back, all are the body. This physical existence. I'm talking about the soul. And the soul is nowhere and is everywhere. It's paradoxical. It's everywhere and nowhere. Because it doesn't need a place to. Well, it is in a place. I'm going page by page, right? Without paying attention to those titles. Then he said, let me tell you, this little guy I told you, this little apple you have, little intelligence, minor intelligence I prefer to call it, because it's really minor, it hasn't grown up yet. This minor intelligence denies the law. How? Because it claims that this is the natural process and it has been always like this. Of course, when you go back, you go to the field of the animals. But we are talking about something different. Something which... We are not talking about one little stuff. We are not talking even about you. We are talking about all of us. This is our picture. That's why your personal existence and ego is not welcomed here. We're talking about this universe. And what is this universe? Another thing are happening. A little good stuff and bad stuff, as you may see it. But we don't see it that way. We think that, oh yes, there are a lot of happenings. There are a lot of things here, some to be avoided, some to be embraced. So good! You would say, no, look at this bad stuff are here. Yes, if bad stuff was not here, how could you choose between bad and good? Both are being poured here. Every single moment, something is being poured in this existence. Two kinds of rain. One is the good one. Will help everything to grow and it's lovely. The second one is the poisonous one you should avoid. Both of them should exist, right? And they exist. The point is, we tell you this is the thing to avoid and this is the thing to be embraced, right? Well, it comes to the practical manner. What do? You want to play your game, remember? To reverse it. Sometimes do this, sometimes do that. Of course you love to have all the joy of the spiritualism, but you want to have it with the joy of imperialism as well. Why not? You know why not? It doesn't happen that way, because this wind will come, blow and go. Doesn't matter if you do this or don't. We have some interpretations. We have the interpretation of the fall, interpretation of the spring and all of that. But listen, this thing you have, the intelligence you have, is a little one. Find a better one. Though you have a partial reason hidden, in this world seek one whose reason is perfect. Of course it doesn't matter. Reason is very luxurious. That, listen, I don't say you're not intelligent, but find the real good enlightened fellows. Because the flame is in you. We started with that. The flame of love is in you. Feeling good about love is in you. When you see a love story, you are enchanted. When you see a tragedy, you are sad. Although you know both are fake, both are stories. But you react to it, don't you? In time of Rumi, there was not. In this time, I'm showing to you. What's your reaction when you're watching a soap opera? I hope you don't. You're watching a good opera. That's your feeling. You're narrating in a story, and you're narrating the tragedy of, let's say, Romeo and Juliet. How do you feel? Tragical. You're sad. You may even cry. You know that this is Pavarotti, this is this guy, and they're playing it, right? Look at you. This is how you can be manipulated. Because the feeling is in you. And this feeling in you is raw. Needs something. Guess what is that something? You, mom. What is that something that needs this little fellow in me?
To be happy.
To be happy is a good word, but it doesn't make sense. To be with the three parrots. You forgot the story already. This little self-kindness in me needs to be close to the kind hearts. That's why desperately we look for someone to have a relationship different between from the social or sexual relationship. Because that little parrot needs that. We told you one long story about it, remember it. So this little stuff in you, that little illogical stuff in you, the flame of love, the flame of liking the selflessness, the flame that it doesn't matter, you're looking at the movie, a story happened in China, you don't care about the Chinese people, and this is 7,000 years ago, over there, you are normally at the side of the good guy. Why? The bad guy is enjoying all the animalistic stuff, and the good guy normally in the story is having pain. But you choose that one. Have you ever asked yourself why? That's what it is. It's a little stuff in me. And this little stuff will grow only by joining this kind of feeling. It will grow in me when I find someone who had watched it as passionate as me last night, and tonight we could talk about it. To renew that feeling. The blah 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 of the story doesn't matter. That's the form of the story. Oh, there are two masterpieces in the movie theater which could show you this, really. If you want to compare it. There are two movies. One is the original one made by Kurosawa. Ages ago, it's black and white, is seven great fellows, seven samurais. Then there is an American Hollywood version of it, made with Hugh Reiner Magnificent Seven, something like that. And watch them. It's the same story, really translated, and everybody knew it. You will see two different stories. One is a cowboy star, one is one of those samurais. Feeling is the same. And I have seen people passionately watching the first one without understanding one word of, not the Japanese, even the English subtitle over there. They couldn't hear, but they love the story because a feeling is there. Right? That feeling needs to be connected, and that connection is disconnecting from this little logic of yours and connecting that illogical part of yours somewhere else. Then he will explain, he will go even through the details to talk about totality and the part, and what it means, a part of a totality, and what is totality, what is the little part of the machine, what is the machinery, and blah, 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 all of that. And said, I told you all of that to give up being choosy. No matter what they tell you, you should listen.